This is the Daily Tech News Show from CES 2019 in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Sarah Lane.
And we're very excited to do a little bonus interview today. Joining us, we have, you know, I should have asked you this before the show, Danielle Cassagnol.
There you go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I still got it. Senior Manager of Industry Communications at CTA. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we've been spending the past 3 days with our perspective on what we're seeing at CES, and we like the chance to get some perspective from someone on the organization side of this. What's new and different and big about CES this year from the side of someone helping to put it on?
Yeah, so it's always crazy to get here and see it all come together. It's super rewarding, and to see we expect another record-breaking year with 2.9 million net square feet of exhibit space this year, expanding across the LVCC, the ARIA, and the SANS. It's grown so much. 180,000 attendees and about 4,500 exhibitors.
Yeah, and I think I've been in the room with all of them at once a couple of times. It felt that way.
At lunch.
yeah, exactly. In the lunch line particularly. I know that one of the things that Sarah and I have been talking about in seeing some of the trends is the number of health-related technologies that are increasing. And I know that's an area that you've been paying some attention to as well.
Yeah, CES is really excited about that area. We're generally excited in the tech that is making a difference in people's lives, changing their lives for the better, making it more efficient and healthy. And digital health is a great example of that. We've come a long way in the past generally short time period of the last 5 or so years where there are devices that counted steps and calories and things like that all in one devices. And now what we're kind of seeing now is these devices that emerge that have really specific use cases in digital health, and a lot of non-invasive devices, a lot of pain management that bypasses using medicine, and a lot of devices that help people address real-world conditions like opioid dependence or chronic disease or something like that. So that's always my soft spot that I like to visit. We've seen a lot of cool tech come out of there this year.
And of course, with new trends, there's also new exhibitors, companies that have not been here before that you have to make room for. Obviously, you said that this is a record-breaking year. It's bigger than ever. As far as figuring out, okay, you've got your Samsungs. You know, they're in the same place that they've been the last few years. I've been coming to CES for some time. Once you come long enough, you tend to see the companies kind of stake their claim in their certain areas. How does the organization figure out, okay, we've got maybe a new category. Where do these folks go? Where do they fit in? We've got various halls, spillover areas. Some people have private suites now. It must be quite an undertaking.
Yeah, we have a sales team working diligently in a room at CES this year where they're planning out CES 2020. There's a whole legacy and point system that they handle and work out. And then, you're right, there's always a little bit of restructuring. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago when we did the Tech East and the Tech West, you know, Central Hall and LVCC is now home to the larger brands, and North Hall Automotive, and then over at the Sands are all those emerging newer areas, the startups. So we keep creating it and creating new areas. C-Space, the area for content creators and the Hollywood and marketer crowd over at the ARIA. So we just keep kind of adding on, and that's how we've gotten to 2.9 million net square feet of exhibit space.
You're going to need a new city pretty soon.
Yeah, we're expanding.
You know, when you're talking about new exhibitors and particularly talking about health tech, one of the problems is being able to be seen at a show like this because there is so much. And so CEA does the CES Unveiled conference at the beginning. If people don't realize, we talked a little bit about that on the Monday show, where you can get a chance to sort of highlight people. And there was some really interesting health-related tech at that event. There was a tracker for women's menstruation. There was an incontinence app to free you from having to use diapers or anything like that. you know, those are topics that a lot of people, you know, aren't going to gravitate for when they've got a rollable OLED screen they could talk about instead. How do you get people to understand that, like, these are just as disruptive and important advancements as anything else?
Yeah, it's taking that extra second to not laugh at a smart diaper mm-hmm. or whatever it is, but thinking about and then making the use case that people struggle with this, and this could especially help caregivers when they know that somebody's bladder is full or something like that. I also really liked seeing Tivic Health with their Clear Up sinus pain relief device. They just got FDA cleared for pain relief for sinus-related pressure.
So, but no medicine. How does that work?
It uses a gentle microcurrent technology, okay. and you apply it. It's a small little handheld device that you kind of roll on those pressure points on your face, and the microcurrent technology, however that works, kind of relieves the pain and focuses the pain relief right
there. Sort of disrupts the pain signals.
Yeah, and we've seen that in other areas too. A lot of companies are doing similar with that kind of microcurrent technology to relieve pain instead of medicine. Quell has like a leg wrap type thing, and there are a lot of other companies doing that.
Yeah, it's an incredible. I've been coming here for, I think it's my 15th time coming to CES. It's incredible to see the evolution of this sort of stuff, because even if something isn't exactly new, say, what was the breast pump that we had last year?
Willow.
Which won a Best of CES mm-hmm. award, I think. This year, our producer, Roger Chang, who has two kids, was very interested in the Eevee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you see these features being added, and it's really fascinating to just see that evolution. That must be true for you when you're even more up close with stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Willow came on the scene last year, and then now there are others like the Eevee or LV, and mm-hmm. That's kind of the beauty of CES, is these different iterations, and you're not always going to get it perfect on the first time, and there's that a little bit of serendipity that happens, especially with startups. You know, they come to CES to launch these products or technologies, and a lot of people say you may never see them on the market to buy, but that doesn't mean it's not a useful generation to get to a future area, that it didn't inspire a different idea from the meetings they had at CES, or other use cases emerged from it, or it went on the market and mm-hmm. it was a hit. But
Well, I know a lot of things like hearing aids, for instance, you know, that's not something, although there's progress of being able to buy it off the shelf, most people aren't going to go out and shop for it, obviously, if they don't need it. But it's something that we're seeing, again, more and more features showing up, and the ability to do more than just amplify hearing, but also help with music and stuff like that.
Yeah, that goes exactly to my point about these digital health products that address specific use cases. Mm-hmm. There was the Aerobetic, they were also at Unveiled, which tracks blood glucose levels. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. a diabetic would have a lot of use for a non-invasive wearable that does that. And then, of course, the beauty of a lot of these is if something goes wrong, that it will alert a caregiver or somebody that you want to call if something goes wrong.
Yeah, we're going to have a little more coverage of those kinds of things in Roger's column. Roger writes a regular column for us at patreon.com/DTNS, which is how we fund the show. And so folks should listen in or read. Use your eyes for that one, not your ears. Look for that one on Thursday as well. Danielle, thanks so much for joining us. It was really nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And folks, don't forget to support us at patreon.com/DTNS, and you can subscribe at Daily Tech News Show. That's it from CES 2019. We'll talk to you soon.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.